Welcome to Bible Insights, the podcast where ancient wisdom meets modern life. The Old Testament of the King James Version of the Bible. The first book of Moses, called Genesis. This passage from Genesis 28 describes a pivotal moment in Jacob's life, involving his departure from his home, a profound dream, and the establishment of a sacred covenant with God. Jacob's departure and blessing. Isaac, Jacob's father, instructs him not to marry a Canaanite woman, but to find a wife from his mother's family in Paddan Aram. Isaac blesses Jacob, wishing him prosperity and the continuation of Abraham's covenant with God, including numerous descendants and the inheritance of the promised land. Esau, Jacob's brother, reacts to Jacob's blessing by marrying Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, aiming to align himself more closely with his father's wishes as he realizes his Canaanite wives displease Isaac. Jacob's dream at Bethel. On his way to Haran, Jacob stops for the night and dreams of a ladder reaching to heaven with angels ascending and descending on it. God stands above the ladder and reiterates the Abrahamic covenant to Jacob, promising the land on which he sleeps to him and his descendants. This dream signifies Jacob's chosen status and the continuation of God's covenant. Jacob awakens, realizing the significance of the place, names it Bethel, House of God, and consecrates it by setting up a stone pillar and anointing it with oil. The vow. Jacob vows that if God remains with him, provides for him, and ensures his safe return home, then the Lord will be his God, and the stone pillar will symbolize God's house. Jacob also commits to giving a tenth of all he receives back to God. From summary to practice, let's see this verse in a modern light. Guidance and blessings. The instruction not to marry a Canaanite woman and instead to seek a spouse from his mother's family emphasizes the importance of making choices aligned with one's values and the wisdom of seeking guidance from those we trust. It's akin to modern advice to make life choices that reflect our values and to heed wisdom from family or mentors. Jacob's dream. The dream of the ladder symbolizes a connection between heaven and earth, suggesting that there's more to life than the material world and highlighting the presence and promises of God. In contemporary terms, this could be likened to moments of profound insight or feeling deeply connected to something greater than ourselves, prompting reflection on our purpose and the direction of our lives. Sacred spaces and commitments. Jacob's consecration of Bethel as a holy site reflects the human need to mark significant spiritual experiences and places. This is similar to modern practices of commemorating places or moments that have deeply affected us, whether through personal rituals, memorials, or even significant life changes based on transformative experiences. Vows and promises. Jacob's vow, contingent on God's protection and provision, speaks to the concept of faith being strengthened by personal experience and commitment. In a modern context, this might be seen in how people commit to certain values or beliefs based on their experiences and the perceived presence or support of a higher power in their lives. Jacob's journey, dream, and vow illustrate themes of guidance, divine connection, the sanctity of certain places, and the importance of personal commitment, all of which find echoes in various forms in contemporary life. After revealing the layers of this powerful analogy, our next step is to delve deeply into the scripture itself, to explore the breadth and depth of its message. And Isaac called Jacob, and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Paddan-Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan-Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone to Paddan-Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place, and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Closing our chapter today, but the story continues. Until next time, this is Bible Insights, where ancient wisdom meets modern life.